loud or something. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Arcana Homesteading. We're your hosts, Sherry.
And Shauna.
I almost introduced you.
I know. I was actually waiting for it. I was like, she's got it.
She's got it. She's going to say my name. Say it.
And no video this week. Sorry. We are lame and didn't want to. So, yeah.
Yeah, video is like a whole, it just adds so much more. We have to like get ready.
I haven't even actually uploaded the videos to YouTube.
Yeah, have more video. Yeah, we just, no upload.
So,
but
anyways, it's fine. You're good. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
So today we decided we're going to talk about must-haves on the homestead because I think there's some things, especially for anybody that's just starting out, that you should have around.
Definitely.
Just in cases.
Yeah.
And that you don't really think about.
Definitely.
Husband, check.
Yes, that is actually, not all joking aside, having like a significant other, depending on how big your homestead is, like you definitely, doing it all on your own would be very hard. I couldn't imagine.
I feel weird sitting like this. Should we switch?
No, what I feel weird is, where are the fucking boom arms, Shauna?
Boom arms! I forgot them. Did I forget them?
No, you didn't.
Oh, they're in my car.
Them. You just didn't bring them in.
Do you want to go get
them? I do. I hate holding this.
Well.
Makes me feel weird.
I feel because
makes me feel like I'm in front of somebody. Like,
yeah.
I have to be all, I don't even know what. Like,
no, because you usually sit here and I usually sit there. And I know they can't see and it doesn't matter, but I just feel weird that
I'm telling you, it's because you're holding your mic. That's why
I feel,
special.
Weird.
I don't feel special. I feel very unspecial holding my mic, actually. Like, someone needs to be holding it for me. That's how
you know,
special
you feel
I need
like you're like, you know, going to give an interview to somebody
yeah,
on
terrible.
The red carpet.
It's not a good feeling. I'm just like, oh, God.
It's not a good feeling.
No.
I don't want to be here.
You love me. You really love me.
But yeah. What's her face?
Sally Field.
Sally Field. That's what her face is called.
That's what her face
I was
is
close.
Called. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
what were you saying? All joking aside, what? Significant
nice to
other.
Have someone else helping out, depending on how big your homestead is. I just could not imagine, like, I guess doing everything on my own. We have a whole episode about that, though.
About husbands?
Well, no. I mean, probably yes. We talk about our husbands often, I suppose. But no, we have episode Pusin. On like...
You are so fat, Pusin.
Like, okay, get off my thing. Thank you. You know, having whether or not, whatever size your homestead is, do you need help, blah, blah, blah.
It would suck to have to do it complete. Like, I can't imagine being like, I guess like a single mom.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it would be very, because your skill set is usually very, like, we talked about that, being very specific. Like, I mean, but homesteading can be whatever you want. You don't have to have the animal aspect, but the animal aspect, that's where we need our husbands to come in just to build them things. We need our husbands to build shit.
Yeah. I'm just not the best at that.
And I don't want to. We have an episode.
Not in my skill set at all.
Not at all.
See, you're like,
what?
You're loud now. And
I'm
loud.
You're not
like,
loud.
Yeah.
Here, I'll turn you up. Wait, is that you? There you go.
And don't worry about what we're doing, okay? It's on our
I know.
End.
You usually can see us, but now you can't. But yeah, I think I was just like, okay, be quiet.
We're focusing. We are all over the place. It's fine.
I was at Tractor Supply today getting fucking horse feed because, like, my horses like their oats. So I was getting oats, and that's the only thing I was getting. I'm like, I'm not getting anything else. I'm not going to look at anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just getting oats, and I'm leaving because we have to go to dance, and we're late. So,
find whenever I say that to myself, it's almost like I set myself up for failure.
Failure.
It's like when I just go in just nonchalantly, I could get that. I could get that, but then I don't. I don't get it. You do
self-control.
You do, yes.
Okay, but I was very like, I was. This is what we're doing. Like, you guys, like, you know, stop play because they like to get those carts. You know, where you put the feed bags on, they push each other through the aisles. You know,
yeah,
my kids. You know, they
fun.
Knock over shit. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, you guys, like, stop knocking over shit. Like, you guys are a bunch of drunk hooligans. Like, come on, like, we're leaving. And I'm
you
like,
you can't be drunk in public.
Especially being minors. It's not allowed. So, I'm just like, we're going, and but then they, you know, wheel down the back aisle. I don't even know where they're at, you know. So I'm like, you guys, and then I'm getting distracted with all the cute little things for the garden.
Who was I talking to? Never mind.
And that's where I went wrong. You know, I stopped at the little garden section area, you know, and I was looking. I was like, ooh, that's cute. I was like, I could use that. I was like, that'd be good for somebody's present, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this kid comes up to me. He's a teenager, and he's all, hey, do you want some free ducks? Don't ask me if I want something free. That's first of all,
especially if it's an animal. Especially if it's alive.
And like,
okay?
And what? Like, hello.
Yeah, I'm definitely
dreaming. Anyways, and I was like, well, are they female? Because I was like, I'm still like, this is. I have rules.
We have boundaries.
We have.
Don't be so
who
rash.
Are you?
Who are you? Like, of course I want a free duck, but there are rules here.
Yes.
Okay. Are they female? No. Well, I'm still fucking taking them in. Okay.
And I did.
Damn it. And then I get here. I saw them in the. I didn't really actually see them at when we were at basketball and dance because Shauna's kids, we both have things at the same time. Whatever. Anyways, so Shauna comes, drops her son off to go visit with my baby while my son's at basketball. Her daughter's down the street at dance. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. So then I come back here to do what I'm doing right this second. And I walk in the house and I'm like, that is a fucking goose. That's not a duck.
Okay, so when I saw it and I was like, this doesn't look like a duck. This looks like a goose. And I was like, it could be a duck. I was like, well, say it's a duck. Like, who's going to know? And then
Shauna thinks if she says duck enough, it'll just like magically turn
into a
duck. And
then the one, like, I know you can sex them by like, you know, turning around and trying to push their little penises out of their little stuff, you know.
Ew,
that's, yeah, that's how
sounds
you.
Sounds very like.
Yeah, but that's how you do it. And so I was like, I could do that in front of these people that know nothing about ducks, and they just got the kid had got the ducks.
I could traumatize you, but I choose not to. And you are very welcome.
Because what went through my head in like a few seconds was like, I could do this, and I could sex these ducks in front of them, and I could traumatize them, but I'm taking these ducks/goose regardless.
Well, look at you knowing yourself. You
I
didn't have
know
to traumatize
myself.
Somebody, and you're just being
I was
an
like,
honest
I'm gonna,
person with
because
yourself.
These people knew nothing
slow clap,
about
slow clap. Okay,
thank you. These people knew nothing about animals or anything. The lady was adorable and had like an Australian accent, and like her son was like, "I got the ducks. I brought them home." And mom's like, "We can't have ducks because we live in like you know."
An HOA,
yeah. And there's people everywhere, and they're like, you can't have ducks. And
there's rules here,
yeah.
But these are real rules.
But they told me they were ducks, which I think they were wrong. And then, well, the one is a runner. But anyway, so I was like, all
is
right.
Is he a runner? I don't know. I don't think he's a runner.
I was like, I'm taking these.
He's not a runner.
Yeah. I was like, I'm taking these ducks.
He'd be standy-uppy.
/standy-uppy. He's very lay-downy.
He's lay-downy ducky. You know, like I've got
and
a
that's
big
that's why you know they're
chest.
A male, too, is because they're fucking lazy. And I know that sounds like really mean, but it's
sexist?
True.
Too bad.
In ducks, it's true. Okay?
Are you a fucking duck?
Get over you shouldn't it. Take offense if you're not a duck.
You shouldn't take offense.
Unless you're a duck listening to this, then I'm sorry.
And the little goose, like, she's so cute. And she's, like, clearly a goose, right? It's a tiny little bill, right? And, like, her little noises she makes. And she's fucking huge. Like, that's not a duck.
I'm like, did Tractor Supply not know what they have?
I honestly
I'm
think
very
they
confused.
Have. Now that I'm, if I remember correctly.
See, I didn't even look in the little cage.
Oh, good for
I
you.
Didn't even look
good
at them.
Good for you.
Because
and
of this, and I
came
still
home.
Fucking
you still fucking came home with more.
And my husband's like annoyed with me, and I'm like, "How is this my fault?
How dare you? I didn't. What? I don't know. I
was looking at garden things for as presents for other people. I was thinking of other people when out of nowhere somebody walks up to me and is like, "Take these free ducks." I told them no. The kid leaves. He leaves, and I see him with his mom, and his mom looks all disappointed, and the heartbreak on her face is really what got me. And they walk out.
You're like, God damn it, twist my arm, give me the fucking ducks.
That's what, they were at their car when I went outside. And I was like, wait. I was like, let me see
so
the ducks.
So Shauna has the willpower to say no, and then she watches them walk away and is like, I'm following that fucker. I'm going
to
get those ducks.
And I like literally Which had to like pick up speed and run after them because that's how close to they were leaving. Like, they were getting in their vehicle, and I like ran after them.
AKA,
like,
she really wanted those ducks.
I was like, hey. I was like, hold on. I was like, can I just look at the ducks? And I was like, why can't you keep the ducks? And then, you know, the whole story and everything. And the lady was really nice. And I was like, you're just a lovely human. And I'm taking these ducks. That is not a duck. And this one is.
Very male duck and a very big goose.
That's fine.
It's fine.
So,
yeah,
that's,
you know, it's what it is. It's
yeah.
fine.
There's my husband's like called me like literally right when I got in the car after Tractor Supply. He calls, of course. Like, that's like, right? Husband's like, no. And then he's like, why do I hear peeping? And I'm like, well, River is trying out a new thing.
We're going to lie to you first. And then when you come home, you're going to see the actual truth.
I was like, so, and I told him the whole story. And he was so unamused. My eyes itching like crazy. He was so, good thing we're not on video. Unamused with everything. I was just like, all right, it's fine. I was like, he'll get over it. He didn't want our first ducks that we got. He loves those ducks. That's what I told
and
him.
And he shall love these.
Yeah. I was like, you know, you'll come to love these just as you do with every other animal that I happen to bring home.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, he will.
You're welcome.
Yes, he is.
Anyways, that's nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, but it was a good story, huh?
Yeah, it is a good story.
So yeah, so now we have a duck and goose. Who's that? Oh God, I thought it was my husband. My husband doesn't know it's a goose yet, so hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
I thought it was my husband. You should say. Okay, so we have said the word goose since I've been here. I got here at least an hour and a half ago. And so we've said the word goose probably like 200 times easy. And Shauna still is like, no, he doesn't know. No, he doesn't know. He thinks it's a fucking duck. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. I don't think he would care because he can't
like,
really.
Yeah, duck, goose, who gives a shit?
I don't think he
thing.
Really knows. But like, it would just be another reason for him to do that deep sigh and then give me that look like he's like disappointed, you know? It's just, I would get that. And I just don't want to see that again.
I just don't want to see that again. Rather not.
So we're going to avoid that for as long as possible.
When we got the Copper Moran babies that we have right now from Lee's Feed, it was so fucking funny. The gal there, not Lee's, sorry, Tractor Supply. The gal there's really nice, right? We're always fucking in there, whether I'm buying, we're always in there, right?
Because yeah.
Horses, all the things. So we get these babies. And it's, yeah, super close to the house. So nice. Get these babies, and we just got them on a whim. My Copper Marans were killed by my dogs. So I was like, I'm getting new ones. So we get these babies, and they put them in one of those tiny boxes, you know,
yeah.
Little holes. And it has, like, a handle on it. And Legend's like, can I carry the babies? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. You can carry the babies. He happens to be eating a candy bar that he'd already opened from Tractor Supply. And so he's holding this, and she's like, she goes to hand it to him. She's like, oh, you know, I don't know if you can hold this. You know, you're eating something. And I was like, I kind of like looked up at her. I was like, oh, he's all good. It's fine. Yeah, that's totally fine. And she's like, well, no, they can give you salmonella.
What?
And I was like, oh, honey, we're
immune
to that
bitch.
Shit.
You're like, this like, child has been running around inside chicken coops barefoot, probably like, licking chickens for no reason since he was born, okay?
Like,
salmonella is not going to hurt us.
Salmonella's scared of him, okay? Yeah. Like, you do like, not know. What? I was just like kind of staring at her. I didn't say actually one word to her. I just said, it's really okay. We have a bajillion animals. That's basically where I left it. And I, you know, didn't go into the litany of the reasons why I'm not worried about salmonella from some fucking baby chickens. Are you fucking kidding me? I have baby chickens in my house usually. I mean, at one point I was like sleeping with one. Do you know what I mean? Just like it on my pillow. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, we're good, honey. It was just funny how she said it to him. Like,
these are your first chickens that you're getting.
And I was like, oh, no, you've mistaken me. I know you've seen me in here, like, a lot.
Maybe she just thinks you're like,
do you think I'm just
supply.
Do you think I'm just hoarding animal feed? Like, I just have, an obsession with buying animal feed and just, like, throwing
God.
Money? Like,
yeah.
it just is crazy to me. It was very, very funny.
That's hilarious. She was like, can give you salmonella.
It can give you, they can give
It'd
you salmonella.
It'd be like, he's holding a box, lady, first of all.
it's a box. It's a box.
Not a chicken.
It's a fucking box.
And, yeah.
And even if
that
he wasn't holding the baby
hilarious.
Chicken, which he promptly did in the car, still not worried about salmonella. Not one little bit.
I know people freak out. Like, they said there was, like, an uptick in salmonella since, like, backyard chickens became, like, a thing. Like, more people having chickens. And I'm like, I mean, unless, like I'm not saying, like, you know, we go out and feed, we come in, we wash our hands. I'm not saying, like, we're, like, I don't know, like, picking up their poop and, like, putting it in our pancakes or anything. Like, you know, but, like, yeah, there's, like, a fine line.
Yeah, well,
of cleanliness and just realizing that some of the dirt and germs they're making you stronger. It's
making
okay.
you stronger. It's going to be fine.
You're going to be good.
We're actually
going to
be healthier for it. Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
Anyways, back to our original thing. Segways.
Nice segue. Segways. We're just going to say that for now on.
Segway.
This is our segue. Here it is. You're welcome.
Anyway, so I got the why I was talking about my story was because I was leading to the, like, one thing you should have on your homestead
oh,
is
fucking
a fucking heat lamp.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're, like,
I mean, if you have just a garden on your homestead, then you probably don't need that. But if you have anything, that, I would say you would need
a
heat lamp.
Because what if you find a baby bird that fell out of its nest? On your homestead, would you just like let it die? You need a heat lamp.
I think some people would. Yes.
No, you need a heat lamp.
Survival of the fittest and all.
No. You need a heat
lamp.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, for me, a heat lamp is like a no-brainer because like
necessity.
Yeah, it's a necessity for me. We have so many baby chicks. I can't
tell
you. Not
just the bulb, but the little hoodie thingy that has a little other thing that covers the thing so it doesn't burn. What's that called? The cage.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ours broke like a long time ago. I have two lamps. And two bulbs. We don't have the cages over them.
What? Can I pause this really quick?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yes. Screaming children in the other room. Had to make sure everybody was
alive and well. And
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think heat lamp, great to have in the homestead. Just as like you know,
and a backup bulb. Especially
they fucking always break. You know what? We literally just had to go run and get new bulbs because. My daughter, my 16-year-old, was carrying one, and she's helping me hook it up to the fucking extension cord, blah, blah, and she accidentally lets go of a portion of the cord, and it, like, hits the ground.
Oh, no.
Just one good whack, and that was it. It was
always done. Have an extra bulb, because especially, like, if it's everything's closed, and it's at night, and your bulb breaks, and you have, like,
back my microphone.
Oh, that sucks. And you have a bunch of chicks or whatever baby things that need a heat lamp, and, you know, you don't want them to freeze to death. So
exactly.
Extra bulb
heat lamps
you should have on your home.
Yes.
The other good thing we were talking about is fucking zip ties.
You can never have enough, people.
Just order them in bulk, and then when you get like halfway through that pack, order another one.
And then because then you always have something to quickly fix something. And I know we've talked about quick fixes in the past and how they're never pretty, but like at the time, it's not gonna fucking matter if it's pretty if you have like some fucking cows you can't have getting out, or even goats, horses, whatever the fuck it is, and you need a really, really quick fix. You know, it's
children,
like, anything. You know what I mean? It's like
zip ties. Get those zip ties. We use zip ties for everything. Like when the stupid crates, you know, the animal crates when the doors
when
break
the doors
off,
break. Yeah,
and then you can just zip tie them to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everything gets a zip tie.
And I like to say that we go back and replace those zip ties that we don't.
No. We're like, we should.
Our quick fix turns into like a permanent fix, and those fuckers last forever. That's one other reason we never end up, anything with them because
you know,
they just
it's like years,
just,
and then when they do break, you're like, I'm just gonna get another zip tie.
You're like, because that one lasted. Fuck, you're a rock star at this. I'm gonna get another rock star. Okay,
they do last a while.
No, they're great. An extra gasoline, like an extra little can of gas just laying around.
So, because like if you have a homestead, how many things do you put, like your fucking weed eater, your
everything.
Lawnmower,
everything.
Like everything.
Well,
everything.
We have like animals for lawnmowers, but yes.
Yeah. Don't put them in your animals.
Yeah, don't. But, you know, my kids have dirt bikes and a slew of other things. And so it's like.
It's nice. And how many, you know why we have extra gas? It's usually just for you because you usually will get here and then you'll be like, I really need gas. I'm on low fuel. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the gas station. We'll be like, it's fine.
That does sound like me.
We have, you know, a few gallons in a gas
tank.
I think you've done it a couple.
No.
Well, somebody else has done it that looks like you because.
Yeah.
But
my husband loves that about me. That I wait to get gas.
Most of the, I know, mine hates that too. But honestly, because my truck tells me, you know, like.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the big light comes on and it's like.
Unless
bing,
I see the big light.
And unless that large
how
light.
How am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
What am I? What do I look like? Like I have eyes? Like I could just look down there?
I don't.
Like I'm not looking at you until you make
attention.
A noise.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. But he's always. Cause
and this is why my kids are loud.
We don't. Seriously. We don't like live like. Too close to a gas station. I think the closest one is probably 15 minutes, which isn't too bad.
Yeah.
So, like, even when you're on low fuel, you can still make it to the gas station.
Yeah, making it. It's fine.
Fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah. But, no, a gas tank is definitely.
But a gas tank is we always need gas. Like, and even for the generators and shit.
Yeah, if, like, your power goes out.
So, yeah, good to have around, especially if you have storms coming in or whatever the fuck. Our electricity will get turned off, like PG&E's, like, it's a little windy and it's 98 degrees. Yeah, you don't get electricity. You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay. And we're on a well, so when we don't have electricity, we don't have fucking water. So slight issue.
Which it's always a good thing to have extra water.
Yeah, there you go. Extra water. Mom bottles and hoards water like a mad woman.
She's great at being a random prepper, though.
Prepper. Like, yeah. She's so good at it.
Yeah. I would absolutely, like, if you have a homestead, suggest getting those big, you know, buckets and to catch water, rainwater, and store it. Because even if you're not drinking it, if you're on your well, you can put it in the back of your fucking toilet so you can flush your toilets.
Yes.
You can use it to water things if your, you know, well's off, if you need to water shit in the summer. Like, So many things. Like, I would definitely catch water and use it if you...
Yeah.
So, and those big, you know, what are they? They're not a bucket. I said bucket. Barrel.
Barrel. But see, the problem with having an open barrel would be fucking mosquitoes. So you'd have to have some kind of a siphoning system. Like a giant.
Well, they have the things that, like, from your gutters that catch it and then into the bucket that, like,
there you go.
And then it goes into, like, a small little, like, whatever. But I'm sure still, like, mosquitoes and shit will get in there. But you could put some tadpoles in there with them.
There you go.
Or some dragonfly babies eat a lot of mosquito babies, and they actually look eerily similar. So a lot of times when people, I know, when people are like mosquitoes and they dump out a bucket, it could be dragonflies, which eat a fair number of mosquitoes. It's like their diet is mosquitoes. Interesting, huh? You're welcome.
Yeah, we've been dumping buckets like all over the place.
I know, we have so many mosquitoes this year because of, like, we had so much rain.
Yeah, exactly.
And the mosquitoes, and they're huge. The other fuckers, one, there was one inside, and I was wearing my jacket still because my husband didn't make me a fire the other night because it was fucking, because I don't know, he hates me or something. He, like, knew I was going to bring home more animals.
He's like, this is preemptively, okay?
It gets so cold, so, and you know, so we fucking, this mosquito lands on my jacket, and I'm watching it. I'm like, you are huge. Huge, like a pterodactyl size mosquito on my arm, and he keeps trying to suck my blood, but obviously my jacket's all puffy so he can't. But and then I try to take him outside, but I failed. I don't know where he went.
Fucking problem.
I don't like to kill things.
A mosquito, Shauna?
I don't like to kill things. Even a mosquito, I feel like I'm taking its life only because it's inconvenient for me. Have your daughter come over and be like,
River, can you kill a mosquito for me? Oh, we should pause that just for a second.
We're just gonna
pause it.
Okay, sorry about that. Again, screaming children. They're having a day. We're having a day. I like how we always choose our podcasting days well. We're like, this child's going. There's just too many of them. One of them's going to be having a meltdown.
Yeah, it's just like the. Yeah, that's just. That is exactly it. One of them is not going to be having a good day.
Yeah.
And it could be anywhere from like the 16-year-old all the way down to the 1-year-old.
Girl? Day is all in the background. Yeah, she's a girl. The other thing Sherry was saying off, we weren't on camera or whatever we're on, is a roll of chicken wire and or fencing.
Yes.
And obviously that is self-explanatory because, like, if there's a big hole in your fence or something happens and you can patch it up really quickly and easily, my husband always is using random, like, rolls of fencing to make little cages because I'm like, I need something for this, you know? Like,
Well, no, it always comes in handy. Like, when I use it is for, like, holes in fences, patching it up.
Or zip goats, ties, you know, and some
zip
fencing.
Ties and some fencing. And there you go, you know? Yeah. And it's like, it's, anyways, yeah. So I always love when we have a roll of extra chicken wire. I'm always like, fuck yes, you know? Like, makes my day.
Same. Yeah, whenever I'm like looking for chicken wire and scrap pieces of wood.
Yes, scrap pieces of wood. Yeah.
Scrap pieces of wood are always like a thing where you're all like, yay, I'm so glad I have this.
Yes, exactly. La di da di da. Best day ever.
Yeah. Even if it's for something like dumb that I'm just like randomly doing in the garden or something. Sherry also had another good one. It was the like, if you have animals, especially obviously, if you don't have animals, you don't need this one, is a first aid kit for your animals.
Yeah, and we have a whole episode on that, I believe. But I don't know it because I didn't take the time to look before we started this, so you're welcome. But
very prepared. Yeah,
medical kits for your animals, just, you know, the basic shit like iodine, and you could have some like bacitracin in there. You could have some fucking...
some type of wrap. The vet wrap.
The chloride, the, you know, the blue
chlorhexidine.
Stuff. Chlorhexidine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Yeah, the vet wrap and needles, you know, syringes. And like we vet all of our own animals, like, for the most part. I very rarely need to call a vet. And so we have a pretty big medical kit because of that, because I like to obviously be
prepared.
Corid. The fucking, you know, what do you call it? Louse powder shit. You know what I mean? And then the wormer. Like, we have a bunch of horse. Well, we have horses. But anyways, the wormer for the horses. We have extra of that in there, like, prepared. Like, okay, they need this.
I was just telling Sherry this, and I know not everybody's in California, and I love California, so I'm not trying to talk, like,
shade or whatever. Wormer for the chicken.
But we can't buy dewormer for our chickens, and I don't know if,
like,
this is just
when
everywhere.
Did that happen, by the way?
I don't know. So, like, if you want, like, an actual medicated wormer. So I always try. I don't. I don't really often.
Pause it. I forgot she wasn't wearing a diaper.
Sherry's baby just peed all over the floor, so that's why we paused this last time.
Right. She's sitting here. She just nursed, and she gets off my lap, and she's just, like, standing here, and then she's like, mama, mama. But I thought she was just, you know, she says mama for everything, right? It's like she knows it's me, but she also just says mama for literally everything. But I guess this time she's like, mama, like, look at me, look at me. And I looked over, and then I realized, oh, there's a puddle of liquid underneath you. Oh, that came from you. Okay, cool. So, yeah, she just peed, and she wasn't wearing a diaper because I took it off and never went out to the car to get a new one.
So that's,
we've just decided it's much easier to podcast at my house because, just the room we're in. There's four fucking doors in this room. On every wall, there's a door in the room we're in.
Yeah.
And so there's so many entrances. Anybody could walk in at any moment.
And
they do. Even though we tell them, okay, we're going to be podcasting.
Already.
Please don't come in.
And then
they come in.
And then when we podcast at Sherry's house, which we do it up at my mom's house, the room is, like, in the back room, and we can shut the
door.
Down
a hallway.
It's one door.
Just one door.
Yeah, nobody wants to go back there unless they want to bug us.
Yeah.
But it's like here, I mean, they still want to bug us, but in all new ways that are fun. And then, like,
all
husband's
new
coming
ways.
In and out of the back door because that goes out to the barn, and then, like, the front door's, like, opening.
And then our other sister lives in the little house attached to this room, and so her and her husband and her baby come screaming through. It's like, well, this is all right.
Good times.
All right.
Anyway, so sorry about that. But what were we just – oh, we're talking about the medical kit.
Medical kit,
and, like,
yes.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, we have a whole episode. I really should have gotten the number for that. I'm very sorry. But we have a whole episode on that, of everything that you should and, you know, keep in your animal medical kit and good for all things. Be prepared because it's the worst to have an animal have an issue and then you not have what you need.
Oh, we're talking about the chicken dewormer and how we can't get it.
Oh, that's right.
So fucking annoying.
That's
so
right.
So I have one hen. I don't usually get, like, this is like the first year where it's been really bad. Usually I can just, if I feel like they could possibly have worms, I throw them some pumpkin seeds and then everyone's fine. So, but this time the one hen, she had diarrhea and she kind of looked more lethargic and I was like, you probably have fucking worms. And then I try to just do the natural stuff. I got, like, a homeopathic and everything, and, like, I usually do, and then she got better, and then she got worse again, and I was like, God damn it. And then another hen has diarrhea, so I'm, like, pretty sure, like, for whatever reason, we're just more infested with worms this year than
previous
years.
It's the weather.
Years.
It's the weather. The
probably.
Whole, like, you know, no rain. It's like, everything, right?
But
everything's
now
growing.
Yeah, so I need, so I'm like, okay, I just am going to hit her with, like, you know, I sound like mom.
You do.
With a fucking.
Hit me with a Z-Pack. Grandma, why would the doctor hit you at all? I'll never forget that.
Anyways, you can't buy, like, talks. Actual medicated, like, that. So annoying. So now
that
I have to, like,
a
get
weird
a prescription
thing.
From our vet. I haven't called the vet in years. They're going to be like, who are you? Like, the only reason he'll know me is because I'll say my mom's name. I'll be
you
know my mother.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously my mom is, like, talking to everybody all the time, even if they don't need to hear from me.
I just think it's weird because you can get every other type of wormer. Dog, that's, cat, horse,
sure,
cow.
I was weirded out, too.
Litany
I kept
of wormers,
on, like, going
but a
through
chicken
and I was
wormer?
Like, internet, give
Why?
Me what I need. I don't know.
There must be something in it that's like, oh, we could pull this out and this could fucking get it. We can make a new fucking drug with this. Like, who fucking knows?
I don't know. But it's weird and annoying. And now I have to wait for the vet to get me back to me. And, like, I have this chicken that desperately need. I mean, I'm still giving her all the natural stuff and she is doing a little bit better. But I just, like, want to give her medicine and, like.
Yeah.
And
kick it.
And now I need to, you know, medicate my whole flock. Because if, you know, she has it, then they probably all fucking have worms.
Well, but that they're not all going to be affected like that, though. I mean, no. They always have worms. What the fuck? They eat live things.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like there's some are just affected.
Yeah, and Buff Orpingtons, I love them. They're one of my favorite
but
breeds
so
of chickens.
Fucking weak.
But weak. So weak.
Weak.
Weak link. And
like damn, Sean and I were just talking about it actually, and so my husband introduced this breed, their Karachi Hatch, very just crazy. They actually lay a pretty good amount of eggs, but very like you cannot make them friendly. Very, very difficult to make them friendly.
I had a couple friendly ones.
Friendly, but not friendly like a Buff Orpington friendly.
I mean, Sophia used to fly to me. She loved me. Well, I had a few that were very nice, but
yeah, overall,
Buff Orpingtons for the most, like they're always just
they're just a sweet bird. Sweet. They're docile. They're sweet. Yeah. Like they're just going to be like that. But these birds, unless you really put the time in and hand raise them, they are going to be like they're super flighty, whatever the fuck. But they are the hardiest fuckers. I have never lost one of those birds to like any kind of like illness or disease. You could. No, she really doesn't. It's okay. Just like, it's fine. It's fine. Give her, tell Daya to help you. Okay. Okay.
We're having, what's happening? Oh, it's coming. It's coming now. Oh, the baby! It's here. It has a diaper on this time. Look at that. That's new and fun.
That is new and fun. Who would have thought a diaper on a baby?
No.
So helpful.
Crazy. But,
be gentle.
But yeah, the breed is hardy. To a point where you kind of like, sometimes you're like, I wish you would all just die.
And like, seriously.
Because they
seriously.
Are. They
prolific.
Are, they're prolific. If you have one, you're going to have 100 in a few months.
We started out with one hen and one rooster, people. My husband brought home a pair, okay? We have had, over the course now of however many years we've had this breed, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of these birds.
Yeah,
we gave them to Shauna. Yeah. She's had hundreds and hundreds. It's just incredible how much they will breed and how broody they will be. Very good moms. Just absolutely incredible bird. But yeah.
They hide. They're really good at hiding their clutches. They're really good at being broody. Like, I've never seen a broodier hen than this type of.
No, not at
like,
all.
Like, they, like, how some people are like, oh, my hen's just not broody. And I'm like, what? How?
How is your
like,
hen not
how
broody?
How is your hen
not
my
There's
hen's
every
like,
single
and they're,
of
and
these
they're
hens.
Really good moms. And they are,
the
even
fiercest.
When they're broody, they're like, I will attack you if you try to take these eggs. You know, I have to, like, if I want the eggs that are under a broody hen but I, like, don't want her to hatch, like, I have to put, like, a shovel over her head or a scoop.
Yep.
I have to, like, hide her head and then take her eggs. Otherwise, she just pecks me until I bleed.
Yeah. I use, like, the kayak paddles. Yeah. Just, like, pull their eggs out from underneath them.
Yeah.
Like, they're mean fuckers.
I used to have, what is that? It's some game my kids used to play, but it's like on a long pole and there's like a little net thingy, scoopy net. You know,
nice,
about?
Yeah.
It's like a little net thing.
It's like
and
it was made
it
for
catches,
that.
I know. It catches like a ball, right?
That is
and you
fucking
throw
awesome.
It with that. Lacrosse? Is that what it is?
Yep, it's lacrosse.
Oh, my son's like it's lacrosse. Anyways, so apparently it's lacrosse. And those lacrosse things, they're broken now. But I used to like always have one next to my chicken coop because like
that's how cool.
I would get the eggs out from under them.
That's so great.
Because you could stay a distance.
I'm still fucking getting your eggs though.
You know?
Ha, you can't peck me. Ha.
Yeah. I had one that would still run out and, you know, peck your feet. And I was like.
I'm telling you. They are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
My kids know to give chickens. Any chicken laying on eggs, they're like, don't go near that chicken.
Yeah.
You know, they give them a wide berth.
I forgot what we were watching. We were watching some show, and the guy goes into this, like, his chicken coop, and this hen is laying
broody.
On bait. No, not broody. Like, she already hatched.
Okay. That's a nice noise. It's a good noise. Everyone loved it.
She hatched her baby. So she has baby chicks under her, and he goes just under there and grabs a baby chick.
I know.
And pulls it out.
Yes.
And, like, my kids are like. He's like, how did he do that? They're like so confused. They're like, is she a house chicken? And I'm like,
Is she a house chicken?
Because my kids
she
are
in your house.
Yeah, because my kids are like, there's only way that a chicken is that nice if you raise it in your house. And I was like, no, most breeds of chickens are not like, you know, little raptors. They don't want to like attack.
But see,
your hand.
Then they aren't being able to raise their babies to.
And then their babies just die.
They just die
unless,
because they can't keep them alive because they're like, oh, you want that? Yeah, you should take it.
Like,
go ahead.
A dog comes
it's a freebie.
Over. Yeah,
it's a freebie. That one's a freebie too. I got 10 more. It's fine. Take them all.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that's why we have a lot, is because they're really good moms.
They're
and then,
such good moms.
Like,
and
you know, most
able,
of their clutch survives.
Yes, exactly. They're able to keep most of them alive.
It's just
They'll
crazy.
They'll lose one or two here and there, but, like, yeah, just crazy.
Yeah. So
good
that
chickens
is
overall.
That is what we get to deal with. Okay. She's like, yay, Pinto has nail polish. That's why the 3-year-old was having a meltdown, is because she really wanted the 1-year-old. She wanted
the 1-year-old to hold the nail polish.
Yeah.
She does. She
look. I know. She can it's do amazing. It. Can you say hi to everybody? It's amazing. Say hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
She totally said hi when you said that. Pinto the baby. Said
hi. You got hi from the 1-year-old and the 3-year-old.
Hi.
Special, special. Anywho, so I know we just listed a few items and then we ranted and raved about other things, but if you are new here, that's is what you can expect out of every episode. And if you're old here, you knew what to expect, so you're fine. So yeah, if you guys want to get a hold of us, if you want to hear something specific or us to talk about something, even for a few minutes, just let us know. You can get a hold of us through Instagram or email us ourkindofhomesteading@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you want to, like, you know, any specific episode topics, like, please let us know. We always love to hear from you. So.
I agree.
And on that note, we're going to sign off.
All right. Say bye.
No, bye.
No, bye.
Bye, guys.